This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It takes a lot to knock our weekly wrap out of the top spot on the Friday show. Something like, yeah, I don't know, the Secretary of the Treasury. Nevertheless, here we are, Catherine Rampell from The Washington Post and Sudeep Reddy from The Wall Street Journal. Hey, guys.
Hey, Kai.
Hey, Kai.
So, Catherine, I want to pick up on a couple of things the Secretary said, the first of which was right at the tail end there, that bit about American companies perhaps paying a little bit of price for the sanctions that are going to be imposed on the Russians, that have been imposed on the Russians. Do you think that's actually going to be a factor for American companies?
Well, if you look at the economy overall, Russia accounts for a very small portion of U.S. trade. The same is not as true for Russia. A higher share of Russia's imports and exports go to the U.S. than vice versa, just because of the size of our trade versus theirs. But that doesn't mean that there aren't specific companies that will suffer. I mean, Visa has already said that that the sanctions are likely having an effect on its performance. The other likely culprits are like Boeing or Exxon, Morgan Stanley. There are a number of major U.S. companies that have complained about both sanctions that already exist and ones that appear to currently be on the table because they could hurt their business as well.
Right. Sudeep, the idea that the ratings agencies have now said to the Russians, look out, man, you're getting real close to junk bond status. A point clearly in the Secretary's favor, right?
Yes, and there are a lot of warnings coming at Russia, but we've seen warnings for weeks and months, and they haven't really made that much of a difference. The sanctions so far have barely scratched the surface. There are a lot of things that could be placed on the Russian economy to force the hand of some of the leaders there, at least to get them thinking a lot harder about what's being done. And for instance, the energy sector, there are a lot of things, and those have ramifications for the rest of the economy there in Europe, in the United States. And so that's what you have to look at here. The only way this conflict seems likely to stop is by turning up the heat economically and exerting a little bit more pain and perhaps a lot more pain on the Russian economy. And eventually you will turn it up enough that the Russians will have the Russian leadership will have no choice. But the question here is how much pain do you end up with on regular Russians and regular Ukrainians and regular Europeans and ultimately regular Americans in all of this?
Well, Catherine, let's talk about regular Americans. And the other thing that the Secretary mentioned that I wanted to talk about, that idea of it feeling still rough out there for a lot of people in this economy. He said things are bouncing back. People don't forget losing their homes, but confidence is going to come back eventually. And in fact, there was a consumer confidence number out today that shows consumers are feeling better almost since they have since the beginning of the Great Recession. How do you account for the confidence numbers coming up and yet still unemployment being where it is and joblessness being where it is?
Well, if you break down those confidence numbers, they come from the University of Michigan. They have a survey that comes out every month. So if you can sort of look at the different components of the survey and say, okay, where are people feeling a little bit better and where are they still kind of pessimistic? The places where people seem to be a little bit more optimistic was were places like job prospects. You know, people say that they've experienced some income gains. You know, they perceive inflation to be low. They basically think that their current financial status is doing a little bit better than it had been. Where they're a little bit more pessimistic, or at least you haven't seen the same growth in optimism, I'll put it that way, is economic conditions in the future. That's where Americans are still a little bit more cautious.
So, Sudeep, what do you suppose, just to bring it back to Washington, since that's where the three of us are sitting today, what do you suppose Congress, when it eventually comes back, is going to make of this? All right, and we're done. Thank you very much.
Congress is focused on an election, and there are going to be people who are trying to highlight what's bad about the economy, and there's plenty that's bad. There is a fair amount that's good. At least we're improving. The stock market, despite the recent wiggles, is still at a record high. It's just not filtering through across the spectrum as quickly as it needs to for us to feel like this is a real recovery.
Sudeep Reddy from The Wall Street Journal and Catherine Rampell from The Washington Post. Thanks, you guys.
Thanks, Kai.
Thanks, Kai.